A fish in the womb? Surely not.
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the speakers at our national Answers for Darwin conferences coming next month.
Okay, picture this. A teenage girl walks into a doctor's office. She's a few weeks pregnant and wants an abortion. Now the doctor, in this case is actually a Christian friend of mine, gives her a paper and pen and says, okay, draw what you think your baby looks like at this stage. Well, she drew something that looked like a jellyfish or a fish, nothing that resembled a human being. Then the doctor showed the girl what was in her womb was really a human baby, with arms, legs, face, and so on. She was shocked. Now, where did she ever get the idea that her baby looked like a fish? You know, sadly, this false information comes through our education system and also in many clinics to justify abortion. An ardent evolutionist popularized this idea that as an embryo develops in its mother's womb, it goes through supposed evolutionary stages of a jellyfish, fish, reptile, and so on. But this was shown to be false years ago. But it still lingers. Human embryos are fully human.
Is the idea of global warming false? For a balanced view, call and get a copy of our new handbook on global warming. We'll send it in the mail to you after you present our nonprofit ministry with a donation of any amount. Call toll-free, 24 hours a day, at 888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or visit our website, answersoffer.org.